Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 2. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E oggi siamo a Lucca.
Sì, finalmente, non vedevo l'ora di visitare questa città, Mark, non ci sono mai stata.
Benissimo. We are indeed in Lucca today. We are not in Lucca, of course we are stuck at home in confinement like everyone else, but Giulia and Paolo, our friends, are in Lucca. They're taking a trip around the beautiful area of Tuscany and we are following their adventures through a travel diary, and that's why this is called Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. Hopefully we'll all get the opportunity to return to our beautiful country of Italy and indeed travel all over the world again very soon. But while we can't do that, we thought we'd bring you something a little bit special, a little bit of Italian learning and a little bit of virtual travel nonetheless. Non è vero, Francesca?
Sì, infatti, è un modo bellissimo per continuare a viaggiare stando seduti a casa.
Esatto, esatto. So last week, Giulia and Paolo were in Pisa and they visited the Leaning Tower. They had a delightful meal out in the open in a restaurant. And this week they are in the city of Lucca. So let's find out more about this now. Over to you, Silvia, to read Giulia's diary.
Stamattina alle 10 abbiamo preso il treno per Lucca, un'altra bella città della Toscana. Dai finestrini del treno abbiamo ammirato la meravigliosa campagna toscana. I campi erano verdi e il cielo azzurro. Una volta scesi in stazione abbiamo visitato la città. Abbiamo passeggiato sulle antiche mura difensive e poi ci è venuta una fame. Abbiamo camminato fino alla piazza principale e abbiamo trovato un ristorantino un po' nascosto in un vicolo. Dopo mangiato ci è venuto un po' di abbiocco, quindi ci siamo riposati un po' seduti nella piazza assolata. Nelle piazze italiane le persone si siedono anche per terra per godersi l'aria fresca e il bel tempo. Sarà stato per il calore del sole, la pancia piena di prelibatezze, ma senza accorgercene ci siamo addormentati. Paolo mi ha svegliato all'improvviso. Erano passate 2 ore e rischiavamo di perdere l'autobus per la prossima meta. Per fortuna abbiamo fatto in tempo a correre alla stazione. Con il senno di poi è stata un'avventura molto divertente.
Grazie mille, Silvia. Okay, let's go back through this, Francesca, and we'll read each sentence at a time, and then we'll talk about what's happened in this particular episode. Go for it.
Perfetto. Stamattina alle 10 abbiamo preso il treno per Lucca, un'altra bella città della Toscana.
Okay, stamattina is this morning. We could also say questa mattina, couldn't we?
Sì, esatto.
So questa mattina, two words, but stamattina is just one word.
One word, sì. Very often in Italian, especially when we speak, we cut the adjective questo and we only use the second part. That's very informal, colloquial. Mm-hmm. I could say sto gelato è buonissimo.
Okay, sto.
But that's very informal, very colloquial.
And it's obviously a different sto from the word sto, as in sto lavorando, sto imparando. A different
sì,
sto.
Sì, it's just the second part of questo.
Sto libro mi piace molto.
Sì, sì, bravissimo.
Okay, that's a nice little thing there that you can use to sound a little more Italian. I like that. So, stamattina alle 10 abbiamo preso il treno per Lucca. So, we took the train for Lucca, un'altra bella città della Toscana. So, another beautiful city of the Tuscany. We talk about la Toscana, so it's not just of Tuscany, it's of the Tuscany, della Toscana.
Dai finestrini del treno abbiamo ammirato la meravigliosa campagna toscana.
Okay, so dai, from the finestrine, una finestra is a window, but the finestrini are the little windows, in a sense, of the
sì.
Train.
And the gender changes, so la finestra is feminine and il finestrino is masculine.
Good, so from the little windows of the train, abbiamo ammirato, we have admired, literally, we admired, la meravigliosa campagna toscana, the marvelous Tuscan countryside.
I campi erano verdi e il cielo azzurro.
So the campi here are the fields. I campi erano verdi, they were green, e il cielo azzurro. And the sky was blue. I can just imagine these Tuscan countryside because it's very,
sì.
Very green, isn't it?
Oh, che meraviglia! Una volta scesi in stazione, abbiamo visitato la città.
Right, this is interesting, a nice little turn of phrase here. Una volta scesi in stazione. In stazione. Now, scesi is from the verb scendere.
Sì.
It's the past participle.
And bravissimo.
Here it agrees, of course, with Giulia and Paolo, because there are two of them, so it has to be a plural form. But una volta literally means one time.
Sì, or once.
Exactly. So in English, we would say, once we got down into the station, or once we, what do you do off a train? You get off a train. Yeah, mm-hmm. You get off a train, don't you?
Sì, sì, I would say so.
I think because, well, certainly in the UK, we're used to trains mostly being, certainly local trains, being at the level of the platform rather than having to climb down the stairs. But most Italian trains I've been in, you definitely have to climb down.
Yeah,
the train.
Normally 2 or 3 steps. Yeah. Sì.
And you always have a big suitcase as well when you're climbing down those trains.
You got to be careful.
So, una volta scesi in stazione. So, once we got off the train in the station, what did we do?
Abbiamo visitato la città.
We visited the city. Let's go back to una volta, because we can use una volta and actually avoid having to conjugate a verb. We can just use it with a past participle there. Can you give
sì.
us some more examples of this, Francesca?
Una volta trovato l'albergo, ci siamo finalmente riposati. The idea is after finding the hotel, then we could relax.
So in English, we would have to say, once we found the hotel, but in Italian, you can avoid that actual verb there, the auxiliary verb, once we found or once we have found or anything like that. Una volta scesi in stazione, una volta trovato l'albergo, una volta arrivati a Lucca, or whatever.
Sì.
Okay, good.
Sì, è molto utile.
Esatto. Okay, let's find out what Paolo and Giulia did in Lucca.
Okay, abbiamo passeggiato sulle antiche mura difensive E poi ci è venuta fame.
Ok.
Anzi, ci è venuta una fame.
Una fame. Sì. I think you need to make hand signals when you say una fame.
Sì.
So, abbiamo passeggiato. We walked sulle antiche mura difensive. So, what are these, Francesca?
Well, maybe our listeners already know that Lucca is so special because it is surrounded by le mura, so the walls, difensive, which means they are there, well, in the past were there to defend, to protect the city from enemies. And this is the case for a lot of Italian cities.
Mm-hmm. And in Lucca, you can actually walk along the top of the walls, can't you?
Sì,
it's a lovely
sì.
walk.
Sì, and it's an interesting word, le mura, because the word for wall is actually il muro. Mm-hmm. For example, il muro di Berlino or il muro della casa, and the plural would be i muri. But in this case, it's a different type of wall because it's a wall all around the city. So it's actually the plural is actually le mura with the ending a for mm-hmm. plural, which we have already discussed in other episodes, like le braccia or other words, le uova, mm-hmm. and so on.
So just to be clear, what is the singular form of mura?
There is not really a singular. You could say il muro. Mm-hmm. But then you could have the two possible plurals, i muri, for like i muri della casa, because mm-hmm. you can count them, and le mura, always referred to a city surrounded by walls all around it.
Perfetto. Okay, so we walked along the ancient or the old defensive walls, and then what happened?
Ci è venuta una fame.
So the ci means to us. È venuta, sì. came, una fame, a hunger. We were suddenly sì. very hungry after walking around
esatto.
these walls. So let's find out what happened then.
Abbiamo camminato fino alla piazza principale e abbiamo trovato un ristorantino un po' nascosto in un vicolo.
Ok, so we walked, abbiamo camminato fino alla piazza principale, as far as the main square. And there, abbiamo trovato, we found un ristorantino, a little restaurant,
sì.
un po' nascosto in un vicolo. So, a little bit hidden away and in un vicolo. What's a vicolo?
Vicolo is like a very narrow street, probably a lane, you would say in English, normally just for pedestrians, maybe cobbled, mm-hmm. a little bit off the beaten track.
Yeah, off the beaten track, yeah, okay.
Yes.
So, un vicolo, so a little lane or an alley or something like that that's hidden mm-hmm. away. And there they found a little restaurant. Okay, we're going to stop very briefly there and we will be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Rieccoci! And as of course we know, Giulia and Paolo are in Lucca. They have just had a little lunch in a little restaurant in a little lane. And let's find out what happened next.
Dopo mangiato, c'è venuto un po' di abbiocco, quindi ci siamo riposati un po', seduti nella piazza assolata.
I love this. This is a brilliant word here. Abbiocco, but we'll come to that in just a moment. Dopo mangiato. Now, this to me feels a little bit funny. Where's the aver?
Sì, normally we should say dopo aver mangiato, but it's like a set phrase we use for after eating, dopo mangiato. I can't think of any other phrases like this, because as you said, normally it should be dopo aver mangiato, but it's okay to say dopo mangiato.
Dopo mangiato, okay, so after eating. Ci è venuto, to us came, just like we've seen this already, ci è venuta una fame. In this case, it's ci è venuto un po' di abbiocco.
Sì, Francesca. È una parola bellissima. It's actually one of those untranslatable words. Mm-hmm. You know that each language has some words that cannot be really translated in other languages conveying the full meaning. And abbiocco apparently is one of those. Avere l'abbiocco is that feeling of wanting to sleep, of feeling tired, not wanting to do anything, especially after eating, and especially when it's hot outside. So avere l'abbiocco is... It's when you are like ready to fall asleep.
And it very often happens when you have had a lovely meal and you're on holiday and you're enjoying yourself. And un po' di abbiocco. I'm remembering, Francesca, when we were filming in Stresa last year and we had a busy morning of doing some interviews, and it was a very, very warm day. And we sat down in a restaurant and had a nice lunch. And then I think afterwards, ci è venuto veramente un po' di abbiocco.
Un abbiocco, eravamo abbioccati.
And we couldn't move. Sì. I think at that point we're saying, I don't think anyone else will want to stop for an interview just now. Maybe we should just rest a little more.
I remember that day very clearly, but lovely memories of our time.
Indeed.
Lago Maggiore.
Okay, so... After eating, we got a little bit sleepy as a result of eating too much, perhaps. We can't translate it perfectly, but let's go on. So what happened?
Quindi ci siamo riposati un po', seduti nella piazza assolata.
Therefore, quindi, a nice word, ci siamo riposati un po'. We rested ourselves a little. So that ci there is a reflexive pronoun. Ci siamo riposati. Riposarsi. And then in the perfect tense, as we know, we need to put that the pronoun in. Ci siamo riposati. We rested ourselves a little. Seduti, sitting mm-hmm. nella piazza assolata. Okay, if we don't know what assolata means, there's a word in there that we possibly do know, and that is sole.
Sole.
So it's a sun-drenched square.
I like sun-drenched.
I really want to go. I really want to go to Lucca. Anyway, let's continue on.
Nelle piazze italiane le persone si siedono anche per terra per godersi l'aria fresca e il bel tempo.
So in Italian squares, people sit down anche per terra, even on the ground, per sì. godersi l'aria fresca, to enjoy the fresh air e il bel tempo and the beautiful weather.
Sarà stato per il calore del sole, la pancia piena di prelibatezze, ma senza accorgercene ci siamo addormentati.
Okay, so there's lots here in terms of vocabulary, but also in terms of grammar. First of all, sarà stato. This is a quite complicated tense. It's the future perfect. Sarà stato, that's the future of the auxiliary verb essere, and then the past participle also of essere. Literally, it means it will have been. But it's a way of saying it's probably or maybe or who knows, maybe it was because of the heat of the sun. Or la pancia piena di prelibatezze, that would be the stomach full of delicious delicacies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Ma senza accorgercene. My stress is a little bit dodgy there. Can you see that?
Perfetto. Era perfetto, Mark. Ma senza accorgercene.
Accorgercene. So this is the verb accorgersi, yeah?
Sì.
So it's accorgersi. So we have to change the si to ci because that's us. Without us realizing it or without us becoming aware of it. And then it's accorgersi di qualcosa.
Sì, esatto.
So that's where the ne is coming from. Ma senza accorgercene, and the ci becomes ce because ci ne doesn't work.
Doesn't work phonetically.
Pretty tricky stuff, okay?
I know.
What happened without us really realizing?
Ci siamo addormentati.
Addormentarsi is to fall asleep. So ci siamo addormentati, we fell asleep. These texts are so good for all this review of the perfect tense because, of course, it's always talking about what happened. And we're following this story from Giulia and Paolo, and it's perfect. Good. Let's continue on.
Paolo mi ha svegliato all'improvviso.
So Paolo woke me up suddenly, all'improvviso.
Erano passate 2 ore e rischiavamo di perdere l'autobus per la prossima meta.
So, erano passate 2 ore. That looks as if it's saying there were past 2 hours, but 2 hours had passed. We're using a pluperfect tense there. They had gone by. 2 hours had gone by. And we were risking of losing the bus. We were
sì.
Getting close to missing the bus per la prossima meta, for the next stage of the trip, yeah?
Sì, oh, destination,
meta, yeah. Okay.
Per fortuna abbiamo fatto in tempo a correre alla stazione.
Fortunately, we managed to run to the station and get there in time.
Con il senno di poi, è stata un'avventura molto divertente.
I like this. Tell us about il senno di poi.
Oh, il senno di poi. Il senno di poi significa, I'm never sure how to pronounce it in English, hindsight?
Hindsight, yeah, hindsight.
Scusa,
no,
mi confondo. Il senno è un sinonimo di ragione, so it means like the reason or awareness. So with the awareness then that you usually have then, after something has happened. So il senno di poi, it's a nice word or phrase.
Good, so with hindsight, è stata un'avventura molto divertente. It was a very funny adventure. I'm sure while it was happening, they were a little bit stressed.
Immagino, sì.
Okay, we've been through this whole text. Let's listen again to Silvia reading the text. And this time, hopefully, you'll understand everything.
Stamattina alle 10 abbiamo preso il treno per Lucca, un'altra bella città della Toscana. Dai finestrini del treno abbiamo ammirato la meravigliosa campagna toscana. I campi erano verdi e il cielo azzurro. Una volta scesi in stazione abbiamo visitato la città. Abbiamo passeggiato sulle antiche mura difensive e poi ci è venuta una fame. Abbiamo camminato fino alla piazza principale e abbiamo trovato un ristorantino un po' nascosto in un vicolo. Dopo mangiato ci è venuto un po' di abbiocco, quindi ci siamo riposati un po' seduti nella piazza assolata. Nelle piazze italiane le persone si siedono anche per terra per godersi l'aria fresca e il bel tempo. Sarà stato per il calore del sole, la pancia piena di prelibatezze, ma senza accorgercene ci siamo addormentati. Paolo mi ha svegliato all'improvviso. Erano passate 2 ore e rischiavamo di perdere l'autobus per la prossima meta. Per fortuna abbiamo fatto in tempo a correre alla stazione. Con il senno di poi è stata un'avventura molto divertente.
Allora è tutto per oggi. That's it for today. I wonder where our friends are off to next. Which part of Tuscany they'll be heading to next?
Io lo so, ma non dico niente.
Ok, va bene, va bene. Right, don't forget to check all this out on social media, so you can follow us on Instagram. We're Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. And you can find Coffee Break Italian on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter. And do check out the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll find more resources linked to this episode. È tutto per oggi, grazie mille e alla prossima, grazie!
A presto, ciao ciao!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.